Jones and Keith coming up in about a half an hour at 10, and we are about to get to Hill Notes, but first this is Ron from Dartmouth. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's up?
So I got an LB story. Back in like early 90s, there was an alumni Bruins hockey game at Driscoll Rink in Fall River. I happened to be a bartender down the road, and luckily they came back to my bar after, and LB couldn't have been more courteous, man. But at the time, we served these big, gigantic half-yard beers. I don't know if you remember those.
Yes,
they came in a big stand, right? So LB, he claimed he was the quickest to down one. Of course, another bar story. But he ended up downing one in 5.7 seconds, right? And I asked him if he could sign something for me. So he signed me a puck, and it said, Lyndon Byers, half yard, 5.7 seconds. He was so courteous, man. He couldn't have been a nicer dude.
Well, nobody.
I love hearing all the stories, man.
It's great. They're
great.
It really is great. And there were a bunch of them yesterday, and I'm sure more to come. But he was, when it comes to the bar tricks, who was talking yesterday about the shot with, that was Leon talking about how tequila shot, he would snort the salt and then squeeze the lime in his eye.
Yeah.
But he also did this waka waka. He called it a waka waka shot, which is like, I don't think it involves open flame, but it was like a Sambuca shot, and he would get the glass to stick to his hand with the buka in it and then wave some
is this like a Fozzie the Bear reference or like a Waka Flocka Flame reference?
Lord knows. It could have been. It was probably made up. Through a feat of engineering magic, able to keep the shot on his hand while he
I just am going to, from now on, only refer to alcoholic beverages as Wobbly Pops.
Yes.
Like, that is the best name ever.
It is. I mean, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yep.
Yeah, it really does. So, and thanks to everybody who has given to LB's family. We announced yesterday that the Bruins Foundation and the Ray Bork Family Foundation and the Greg Hill Foundation are raising some money for his wife Annie and his son Will. And so it's pretty cool. If you go to the GregHillFoundation.org, there are some really, really incredible comments. Those who are donating can leave a comment. And it's really cool to flip through those and to be able to see the effect that he had on lots and lots of people around here. So, and then there's one jackass who I made the mistake of responding to yesterday because I like to ignore them, who was given. And we should get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you got to call Coleman Shine, by the way. Coleman, I saw them in Maine over the weekend making great progress on the outdoor back patio lighting at the shack in Maine.
Ooh.
So if you're thinking about something like that, then please call Coleman Electric.
It's electric!
How's it going? This is Smokey the Bear. After listening to Courtney talk about bears, I only have one thing to say. Only you can prevent stupidity.
Well, she was... That's not her generation.
Yeah.
No, I guess it is my generation. I just was not a cartoons kid growing up. Like,
you didn't know who Yogi was.
Correct.
I wouldn't expect that you would know who Yogi the Bear is.
Yeah.
Or Boo Boo. Why would you know that? Shine knows it.
Damn right.
Shine, were you raised by the television? Or were you left
in part? Yeah. Like, I also just loved old cartoons. I've always loved cartoons.
They did a Yogi Bear movie too.
But you said it was in 2010.
Yeah, it was like
so
Dan Aykroyd and Tim Blake.
An adult.
Yeah,
Santa Barbara, baby.
Yeah,
Wait! Did you dump out of me?
Yeah, I don't think you can say the J off word.
Oh, I could say jackass about that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he didn't,
but I can't say the J.
You didn't really say the real word.
Yeah, but it's too similar.
Fun sucker.
Sorry. I'm just trying to keep us on the air, folks. That's all.
All right.
You know?
I mean, What? Like a?
I know Ken's on vacation, but I got to keep this, you know.
I don't get it.
I should be able to say whatever I want. This is America.
Yeah, hey, you can, and Twitch will hear it, but I have to unfortunately dump out of it on the regular radio.
Nervous. I'm dumping out of this.
I didn't get nervous.
I don't know what.
You didn't even know I dumped out of something until you saw the
texter
text
said, what did Greg just dump out of?
Yeah, exactly.
So only the Twitch people got to hear.
I didn't get nervous at all.
Huh. I mean, I feel like I've heard so many. I don't know what the. Like,
same.
It's like I was hearing somebody on the radio station across the street call somebody a wussy with the P, and I'm like, can you
I think you probably can say that.
You can?
I have no.
You could say that, and you can't say what you just said?
I don't.
That's insane.
Oh, I heard somebody like say before, oh, he's a Rick with a P, referring to a person.
I don't think you could say that, for sure.
Yeah? I don't know what you can say, man.
I mean, I got in trouble for saying the T word about boobs.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Can't say that.
Shine was like, don't say P with the S on it.
P with the S.
Very complicated. Shine, I do appreciate the fact that you're paying close attention. Somebody is.
He's like, don't say hissing.
I appreciate that.
With the P.
You're a stickler for the rules.
Hey, you know, like I said, Greg, just trying to keep us on the air for as long as humanly possible.
But is there a book that says these are the words you can't say?
Oh, yeah, you can go to the FCC's website, and they probably have a whole list of them.
Can you say, like, oh, he had on his coochie gogglers? Can you not say that?
I think that's fine.
That's okay. He didn't dump out of that.
Nope.
You know, because we were talking about the makeup.
Was that what Steph Diggs was wearing on the boat?
He might have been.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It reminds me. Great story. We were playing the house back in the day. I think it was like 88. And we're up in Montreal. My roommate, Squeaky, and we go out, eh? We enjoy a little, eh? We had the shaperie, and it's not a gymnasium. You don't lift weights there. Well, you do a little bit this way, not this way. The girls, ba-boom, it's awesome, dancing. They drop their laundry. I hook up with a little Chantel action. I fly back to the room. It's a little late night. Squeaky got some sleep because you got to play a big game the next day. Me, I'm a meathead. 3 minutes. Fight, boom, standing on, high fives, I'm out of there. No sweat, no worry. So anyway, back to Chantel. We sneak into the room, into the bathroom, close the door, drop the laundry, boom, we're going at it, Chantel. Woo, 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 LD, 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 bam! She peed on me. I know. Just like that, story's over. Oh, that's how I felt. Like you feel right now. Boom, no story. You're going, nothing. Anyway.
Was that really LB or an LB person?
Yeah, somebody went back and found that from. That's the kind of quality entertainment we used to have on the Hillman Morning Show. Oh.
That is funny.
It's great hearing his voice.
Yeah. It's awesome that you have so many clips that you can always go back and listen to them.
Yes. The man told a good story. It took a while, but he told a great story. Were you able to keep all of that in there?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I appreciate the pace.
Okay. There are only 7 words not allowed.
Yeah.
No. That's the original 7.
Well,
words.
Squeaky is roommate.
He's had a lot of nicknames for people and his roommate was named Squeaky.
Chantel peed on him.
Well, I told the story before when you roomed with LB, which I used to do when we would travel for a show in the early days. And I couldn't say anything about it. I had to share a room with him. And so we were in Ireland one time. He liked to get food late night and then eat it nude.
Who doesn't?
Watching television. But not when you have a roommate.
I mean, I'm always like, nude, so it's whatever.
Eating nude seems awful.
Why?
Because then you get bloated and you see your belly. I like to be fully clothed when I eat.
Especially hotel.
You don't eat in the nude?
No. No. And I actually even, now that I think about it, like if we're not eating at the table, at the kitchen table, if we're eating like on the couch, which I know some people hate, I like put a blanket over me.
Really?
Weird comfort thing.
Not, like, great eating in a whole, especially hotel.
You're like weenie out eating?
Full on buck naked.
On a bed eating?
No, I eat on where the little the table is, not on the bed. Because
so
I don't.
You're putting your bare bum on.
No,
the
I put a towel
chair?
Down. I put a towel.
Doubt
down.
Doubt it. You're a liar.
No. I always towel it. I towel
why,
it.
Why put the towel down? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I sleep in the nude. You don't sleep in the nude at a hotel?
No. Especially not at a hotel. You don't know if that has bed bugs.
Okay, so bed bugs can't climb underneath clothes?
Well, I don't like to think about that.
I just think it's jarring when you wake up in the middle of the night if you've gone to sleep early and then you see a man sitting there nude eating burgers from the knockoff McDonald's in Ireland, whatever they call that.
I mean, we've all been there.
They call, there's a, you're going to Ireland. You're yep. gonna, you'll find, it's called like Mc,
McDowell's.
They have a McDonald's there.
Huh?
They have McDonald's.
I think it's like a knockoff, though. They have their own version of it or whatever.
Oh,
it's not quite McDonald's. Right. I don't, if I remember correctly. Maybe that's changed. Did you go to McDonald's when we were there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and okay. I went to the McDonald's in Paris really late night, and it was embarrassing, me trying to communicate.
That was the only thing I didn't like about Ireland. The food was not good. Not very good.
I thought
good.
The food that we had for the foundation was awesome.
At the
food
hotel?
That we, yeah.
That's different. I'm talking about when we went to Dublin.
That, when we went to that bar in Dublin, that food was not good. Yet. Yeah.
I'm also, next week they're going to say we're paying people $100 to come eat our food. We could be like, oh, yeah, okay, no problem.
Where? Oh yeah, I'm not gonna knock a free meal, but there was a weird stuff. I was like bangers and mash. I'm like, just give me a cheeseburger, or at this point, I'm with, like, you know, Courtney. Just give me some chicken tendies.
Give me some like noodles and butter. I found a place. There's a place in Italy. $100,000 they'll pay you.
Oh,
but it's €100,000, and the euro to the conversion is not that good right now. Like $1,000 USD is I think 800 something.
But that's
euro.
Still pretty good.
Way to make a grown man cry on the closeout song on Monday, but way to nail that post, kid.
Yeah. I was thinking about the goodbye song yesterday, and it has double meaning now, so yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yo, so you guys are talking about how what things in movies are a trigger for you, or, you know, what's, like, hard to watch. What's really bad is when you go on an airplane. A few years ago, I put the movie on called The Duel with whatever that Kylo Ren from Star Wars and Matt Damon, watching it on the plane, and about 45 minutes into it, all of a sudden two horses are banging on screen. I immediately close my laptop and look around because I'm like, people are going to think I'm watching animal porn over here.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Like he's saying, like, things
who
that...
Who's going through these messages and determining what gets on?
Animal porn.
Well, he said two horses.
I think that would be triggering for most.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. I mean, it's a natural thing, I guess, for horses.
That's in a movie,
was
though.
Was it a big part of the movie? Or?
Yeah, I've never seen The Duel.
Okay. Sean, the only source material you need to be looking at is how to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, it's not source material, bud, but nice try.
Courtney, nobody cares about you as much as you care about you. Nobody is timing your bathroom trips. Girl, go take a It'll feel great.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
No, it's just, I mean, and yesterday, actually, I was so tired during the show. Those two flubs that I had, or three, four, whatever. I took two Lexapros on Sunday night. I was having the worst scaries, and I needed to go to sleep, and it really affected me in the morning.
Like, I could tell because you pulled in right before me yesterday. You're normally here a half an hour before
yesterday.
What's the scaries?
Sunday scaries? What is that? I mean, most people get Sunday scaries, but I was... Honestly, this is the only way I can describe it. I was laying in bed thinking about my parents dying. Like, that's where my mind was. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Why do you do these things?
I know.
I
can't help it. I sat up to Santo. I said, I'm spiraling right now. I don't know what's going on. We did nothing on Sunday. Like, we relaxed, had a lovely day.
Are you hitting the weed seltzers
again?
Something.
No, nothing.
Why are you just sitting there thinking about your
parents'
death?
My brain just starts going.
That's weird.
And I can't. So then I popped two Lexis. Went to sleep, and I woke up not feeling well.
You know how to change your brain when it starts going like that?
What?
Well, Santo should. That's when Santo should get the green light. Completely take your brain in a whole nother direction.
Okay, Wiggy.
See, people are saying, though, like, oh, my God, Courtney, that happens to me all the time.
What?
Stop taking them.
No.
Stop taking the Lexis.
No, the Lexis are what keeps me sane.
So if people just sit there in bed and go, oh, I'm thinking about my parents dying?
Or just like a million things. I was thinking, not just that. That was one thing. But then I was thinking of everything that could go wrong in the next week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going on a plane. Yes, plane going down.
Oh, God.
Deaths usually come in threes.
How does Santo deal with this?
He just rolls his eyes.
Good morning, Courtney. I just wanted to let you know I'm pooping as we speak. Have a great day.
Sunday scaries, Wiggy.
Uh-huh.
Are worrying about work the next day.
Oh, that's okay. What
it is. Anxiety about work.
Really? I did not know that.
But I wasn't
anxiety
worried about that.
About everything. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh my God, I have a new opportunity from my friend, Cal Nell Mustard. You can invest in dinosaurs in the Arabias. You'll just have to wait 25 years for them to be safe because they're not safe as babies. If you get in now, they also have a flying carpet and a genie in a bottle.
You'll see.
I can't wait to see the dinosaurs.
Pterodactyls.
Courtney, would you rather never mispronounce a word on air again or never have to poo again?
Never poo again.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, the mispronouncing words, right. Everyone does it.
Yeah, it's your thing.
Yeah, I just happened to...
And people love it, by the way. Yeah. It's become your thing.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction. Yep. Why do they spell colonel like that?
Yeah,
colonel.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, why
feel like
do they
because
do that?
The English language is stupid.
With things like that, have you seen the word before? Have you ever heard the word colonel before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Seems
and
like
I've
there should
it.
Be an R in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
C-O-N. Yes. Well, it's C-O-L.
C-O-L, excuse me.
Yeah.
Colonel.
Right.
I wish I lived in colonel times.
From a brain-eating amoeba.
You know, LB, there were 13 colonies.
Namibia, Africa. Thanks.
Well, colonies, right? How do you spell colonies?
You would spell it.
The same way you want to spell it.
C-O-L-O-N-I-E-S.
And how do you spell
colonies?
And how do you spell colonel?
C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Very similar.
Right?
Very similar. Because I remember hearing this before, right? When you see... I believe that I got to credit this to Shaq, and he made me think. When you see a bunch of goose together, they're called what?
Geese.
But when you see a bunch of moose together, why don't you call them meese?
Because they're just called moose.
Very good point.
Weird.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, shine. Thank you. Yeah. Hill Notes, presented this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.